Hi, thank you for being here. My name is Dirk Leroux. I've done a short introduction in our closed Facebook page. Please visit the page, become a member, and introduce yourself as I did. Put a photo on, tell us about yourself, tell us about your dreams, and what you want to do with this course. As an introduction to this journey, I recommend that you start with a short course in spiritual formation that forms the first part of this intensive course. Once that is completed, we will move on to delve deeper in the scriptures and at the same time wait for the Holy Spirit to help us become more like Jesus. Now, you don't have to do the short course, but that's recommended that you do it. We are also not starting there. We are jumping right into this journey, the community. And I want to repeat what I said at the beginning of the Giving My Heart short course in spiritual formation. C.S. Lewis said in his book, Reflections on the Psalms, the following. This is not a work of scholarship. I am no Hebraist, no higher critic, no ancient historian, no archaeologist. I write for the unlearned about things in which I am unlearned myself. And I want to echo that and add, I am no psychologist, and I do not have a doctor's degree in divinity. I am inviting you to walk this road, to a large extent uncharted, entering a life that is promised to be exciting and fulfilling. Believing that the Spirit is dwelling in you and that He is constantly and actively trying to guide you means that you ought to be constantly and actively receptive to His input. You must be aware of Him inside you. You must feel Him. You must listen to Him. And you must act on His advice. You must know that there are supernatural forces working in the spiritual realm that you do not understand because you cannot pin it down in your mind and also not in the physical realm. Through the spiritual exercises, we will try to sharpen our spiritual ears, our mind, our feelings and emotions. Now, my position in this course is to pray, to seek guidance from the Spirit, to do research, and to walk ahead of you on this exciting journey. I will always listen to you when you need clarification, guidance, or more information on anything we discuss. I will also listen to you if you don't agree with anything and wait on the Spirit to guide us in reaching clarification on those issues. Please post your comments. We allow for comments to be posted on Let's Discuss It. The community is there for all of us and we should try and help each other. The Facebook group is a closed group and only participants in this community have access to it. Please feel free to post, place photos and introduce yourself to the community. This community is not apologetic. I'm not trying to convince you to become a Christian. It is for people who are wondering why they don't experience a life promised by Jesus. And I quote, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. If you feel unhappy with your life and you are not a Christian, remember this, you were created by God. He loves you and He longs for you to return home to Him. He desperately, in the sense of urgency, needs you to consider the way that He provided for you to become a member of this family, to come home. Look at this 4-minute video that is down in the text below. It is called Falling Plates and gives you a short version of what it's all about. Look at the video should you wish to do in the text section below this PDF. Try it. What do you stand to lose? Perhaps your current unhappy life? Wouldn't that be wonderful and worth it? See you in the next one.